Well, this is Bruce Grubb, City Administrator in Fargo. I'll take that one. I mean, the initial probabilistic flood forecast that came out in March 15th, I believe it was the, to my knowledge, the highest probabilistic forecast we'd ever seen. And so if you look back in our history in 2009, you know, we've always worked out probabilistic forecasts to plan a flood fighting strategy. But anyway, 2009, we started out planning for the 50% probabilistic, and the river crested at the 5%. Really, really a scary flood time. And then, you know, wouldn't you know, we decided to change our strategy a little bit and prepare for the 10%. Which we did in 2013, our most recent flood, and the river crested at the 50%. And so we kind of decided, boy, the 2013 flood fight, it's much better to be right and cautious and safe than kind of wrong like we were in 2009. So this year, March 15, the flood forecast comes out, and the 5% number was, I think, 3/4 of a foot higher than in 2009, the flood of record. So that really gets your attention if you've been a flood fighter. And so, again, we decided to stick with the 10% preparation strategy. But yesterday, the spring melt report, the stuff coming out of the weather service was, hey, look, if this melt continues, we expect the river crest much lower than that. If you get significant rain, you're likely to pass the 50%. And so we decided it's a safe time and a wise time to lower our preparation strategy from 10% to 25%. And why 25% rather than 50? Because it accounts for the unknowns, the unseen. It's got a very comfortable factor of safety. And so our plan right now is we will, from the sandbag perspective, deliver a sufficient number of sandbags to build levees to the 25%. And if we don't need to place them, we'll pick them up and bring them home.